But now we're here in 2011. Describe racial inequity today. It's still there.
It's still there. But in 4 short years, we, the collective we, accomplished more than I ever imagined could have been accomplished, both on campus and off, at the University of Oklahoma in the city of Norman. To describe my feelings about it, in my book, Race in the University, I repeated a saying that I heard Martin Luther King Jr. speak many times when he was trying to describe what was happening in civil rights. It was appropriate for what was happening at the University of Oklahoma. And it goes like this. We ain't what we want to be. We ain't what we ought to be. We ain't what we're going to be. But thank God, we ain't what we was. That was the University of Oklahoma. That was the city of Norman. That was the state of Oklahoma. And in many ways, the United States of America. Sure, much more needs to be done, but make no mistake about it, we've made many, many gains.
And the population of blacks on campus today, what is the number or percentage?
Percentage, probably about 3-4%.
Are you surprised at that number?
Should be more.
And why isn't it?
Because most universities now are recruiting blacks. It's a highly competitive game now. You see, you can go to the University of Mississippi now or South Carolina or some other places and go north, east, south, east, west, and there are relatively fewer blacks graduating proportionately from high school. We still have more black females on campus than black males because of the graduation rates. So if you look at the pool, I know many people are critical, and I'm unhappy with the numbers, but I understand what's happening. If we do not have more coming out of that elementary and secondary school pipeline, proportionately, then we have fewer to compete for.
Mm-hmm. David Boren has made an enormous impact as well on race.
Oh, my goodness. David Boren has done what I have advocated that we need to do. It's not just black and white. It's about all peoples. And David Boren has opened the campus up from not just thinking in terms of black students and white students, thinking in terms of students, and if you do it in terms of minorities, all minorities, and you broaden that base, then when you combine the African Americans and the other minority students, then we're talking about maybe 10, 15, 20% probably. Probably that 20% the black students said we ought to have all blacks. We probably have about 20% of minorities now.
Yeah, that's a multicultural issue now, not just
absolutely.
Black.
Absolutely.
So then, as you look back, summarize what it is that you're most proud of.
I'm most proud of having had an opportunity to be part of a social movement in a state that I've grown to love. I'm most proud of not necessarily what I've done, but what the students who've been here have done and what they've grown up to become and to be. I'm proud to see that next generation who indeed have told their children, this is how it was when I was at the University of Oklahoma. It doesn't have to be that way for you. And don't you go that way and make it that way for you. So to be part of that change that's fermenting, and mostly I'm proud of the fact that I travel throughout the world, and there's still no place better than this place. And I've had an opportunity to make this place a little better.
This oral history website is really pointed toward education and for the generations to come. The babies who are born today in our hospitals in Oklahoma will appreciate this even more. But I see this as, yes, whites and all the races need to hear it, but young blacks of future generations need to hear your story and know the way it was so they can appreciate even more what they have today and in the future.
Somebody paid for them to be where they are and to have what they have. And they need to understand that some of their ancestors paid a tremendous price, educationally, emotionally, psychologically. And if they do not make it better, by it I mean their communities and their universities or their schools or wherever they go, if they do not make it better, then a lot of people sacrificed an awful lot for very little.
Thank you, Dr. Henderson. I appreciate that. As we're shaking hands right here, right now, I wanted to connect with you. Thank you for telling your story. It's very good.
Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.